Welcome to the Happiness Happens podcast, your place for all things happiness. I'm Simona Costantini, host of the show, and I'm so excited and grateful to be on here with you today. In case we haven't met yet, I'm a corporate dropout turned life coach and podcast producer, and I now run a six-figure podcast production agency out of my home. The Happiness Happens podcast is your weekly dose of motivation and inspiration to have a more fulfilling day every day. I've been having conversations about happiness with thought leaders in the industry for more than 3 years, and each week I bring on incredible guests to understand what happiness means to them and tangible ways to transform our mindset and ultimately our lives. I know you're going to learn something valuable today. Be sure to hit that subscribe button and join me for this amazing conversation. This is episode 174 on the Happiness Happens podcast. Today we are chatting with Chris Plourd, and oh my goodness, this conversation is absolutely going to blow your mind. This conversation has so many beautiful nuggets of wisdom. We talk about the healing journey. We talk about transformation within as the years go on, as we get older. We talk about meditation. We talk about the power of breath work. And we talk about how to really get yourself out of that space of lack and that space of scarcity and into that space of power and abundance. I loved this conversation with Chris. He is just so wonderful, and I learned so much, and I left this conversation feeling like 4,000 times lighter than I ever could have imagined. It was so great, and I know you're going to love it too. Let me tell you about Chris before we dive in. Chris is a coach, businessman, a father, and a husband. He works with top athletes and well-known companies, organizations, celebrities, moms, dads, and even military special ops. As a former master trainer and presenter, he created and presented content both nationally and internationally on the mental and physical aspects of training for peak performance in all areas of life. As a former chief executive with men's teams and organizations, he has mentored many men to find their authentic self and create leadership qualities which they could bring to their families, communities, and businesses. He wants to help you gain clarity, establish personal performance habits, create balance, and unleash your true potential in all areas of your life. He believes while the needs of every type of person may vary, the core concept is the same. The way you approach one thing in life is the way that you approach everything in life. Let's get into today's conversation. Welcome, Chris, to the podcast. I'm so excited to have you with us today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me on. I'm excited to be here.
This is going to be a great conversation. I know it's one that I feel like my own soul needs right now. So I'm excited to hear your perspective on so many different areas. But first, I would love for you to share with us what happiness means to you.
That's a great question. You know, happiness is about, I think, self-fulfillment. It's about internal freedom. It's about waking up in the morning, especially on a Monday morning, and going, yes, I can't wait to get into this day. The excitement of having something to look forward to and being proud of what you've done in the past. It's looking in the mirror and looking right into your eyes and knowing that that person in front of you is someone you admire, respect, and love. It's a sense of just, like I said, I think there is that success and fulfillment, self-love, just to kind of put it in the short. So
I love that. What I love that you said in there, that was such a beautiful definition of happiness. And what I love that you said in there was this piece about freedom. I think that a lot of the times we don't really consider what freedom looks like for ourselves. Right. Or if we do, I don't know what you think about this, but I feel like sometimes we put conditions on what freedom should look like.
Yeah. It's a great, you know, freedom to me is, I'll speak to one of my mentors, Peter Crone. He says, life will present you with the people and the circumstances to show you where you are not free. So in other words, when you get triggered, right, and you're and a circumstance keeps coming up over and over again, and you happen to be in that same relationship over and over again, and it's like, why am I feeling stuck, or why does this keep happening, and you get frustrated, Well, it's not necessarily about that person or that thing that's happening. It's about you being able to redirect it on yourself and say, can I sit with this? Can I look at this unresolved trigger, this trauma, this thing that I get to learn from that then eventually allows me not necessarily eventually to go away completely, but eventually it starts to get softer and softer and softer so that we start to feel, oh, I went through that and that happened for me, right? That happened so that I could grow, so that I could be the man or woman I am today. And I think that freedom part is when we get to redirect and shift our perspective on things and not change them, but redirect our perspective. And that's when we start to feel that internal freedom for sure.
That's so good. I like that you said not change it, because I think there's all kinds of people that have all kinds of conversations similar to the one that we're having today. Mm-hmm. And sometimes what I find with all these conversations is that there's a very specific like way of being or way of acting and all this kind of stuff. And so the fact that you said, you know, not having to change, but just to sort of redirect and to shift, I love right. that, because right. that to me feels like the permission that people might need to not stay stuck in where right. they are.
Right. And that's exactly it. It's we can't change the past. There's nothing we can do to change the past. We are here. We have made it to this present moment. Accept it. Acceptance is the hardest part, right? Because I know for me, there was a point in my life where I was like, well, if I only lived on this side of town, or if we only had this amount of money, or if I had this particular parental guidance that he or she did this for me instead of that, if my circumstances were different. And I remember it causing, as a teenager, a lot of internal frustration and turmoil. And it wasn't until I got older that I realized, no, those circumstances, those people that I chose as parents were exactly what I needed in order to become the man that I am today. And so I was talking about this yesterday at a retreat I was leading, but it was exactly that. It was like, thank you, Dad, for being the man that you were, for teaching me the lessons that you taught me directly and indirectly in your imperfections, because it helped me along my path in ways that I couldn't see as a teenager or even in my 20s. It took me to get into my 30s and 40s to kind of go, yeah, this was exactly what I needed. And this is the person, so thank you. And same thing with my mom. Mm-hmm. They did the best jobs with the tools that they had. So therefore, I became now the father and husband that I am, and man, because of them. Do I make mistakes still? Absolutely, yes. Perfectly imperfect, right? But that's the game of life. It's learning to fall and get right back up and learn from those falls.
Mm-hmm. That's so important. That's so key. And with this in mind, it's just really interesting. And I was thinking about when you were talking how interesting it is that some of our journeys are so, I want to say dedicated, but like not in a bad way, but a good way, like so dedicated to that healing journey, you know what I mean? Or dedicated to just becoming the very best you that you can become. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I believe, and let me know what you think, but I believe that our, you know, all of our souls have a completely different purpose in being here. And some of us will heal in this lifetime and some of us may not. And some of us will learn lessons and some of us may not. And so it's interesting. It's like, you know, of course we want everyone to be able to live out their life the way that they're supposed to or destined to while they're here. But it's interesting, like not everyone gets to have the awareness that you just shared. And so if there was someone who's like trying to dabble into that a little bit, like where do you even begin with finding the awareness of saying thank you to the imperfections?
That's a good question. Where do I begin? First of all, I want to, yes, I think our souls, I agree with you 100%. Each one of our souls was put here for a specific purpose. So part of my work is unlocking that purpose of that soul. Because I think when we were born, that soul was this perfect little loving being that glowed, and it was just like, you know, full of love because somebody just met you and they're like, I love you so much unconditionally. You don't have to do anything and I love you. And then as and that occurred 1, 2, 3 years old, 4 years old, and then we started getting conditioned by the environment around us. And then we had certain things happen for us in our lives, big traumas, little traumas, certain situations that allowed us to put on layers, build armor, put a mask on, another mask to fit in with the environments that we're in. So I believe that we've had 5, 4, 5, 6, 7 major things that shaped us in our lives. So some of the work that I do with my clients is going back to those things that have happened and going, what happened? How did that make me feel? What were the lessons that I learned from those things? And by the way, these things could be, a lot of the times they're things that you wouldn't wish upon anybody in your life, because they were so, they were scary, they hurt, they did some stuff to you, again, for you. But again, how did it make you feel? What lessons did you learn, right? And what were the superpowers or gifts that you unleashed because those things happened in your life? And when we, and again, that's a reframe, a redirect, because a lot of us stay victimized by these situations. And victimized is where they're attached to the story of what that was. Well, if my, you know, mom or uncle or whatever didn't do this or had this happen, or if I didn't, this person didn't die in my life, or whatever the case may be. Yes, it was like painful, I'm sure. There's no doubt. And I want to meet that with love and compassion and not, you know, sweep it under the rug, because it was really hurtful. But it happened. And so what we can do is shift it into ownership, into story, our story of our lives, and not put it in such a way that's, here, let me tell you what happened to me and you need to have empathy for this. It's, this happened for me and this is how I grew and this is how I became successful, fulfilled, and happy. And these are the superpowers that I discovered about myself, the gifts that I discovered about myself because I went through that thing. And that is the redirection, the courage that we have to go into those certain feelings and emotions in order to come out the other side and level up or grow or become who we were destined to be, to unleash that soul and take off that programming, those layers, the masks, and become the truest, most authentic version of ourselves. So,
That's beautiful. I love that so much. There's so much to learn in there. So I hope, you know, our listeners right now are really just absorbing this, and that was perfect. I love it. And with this in mind, you know, with the journey that you've been on throughout your whole entire life, how would you define things like success and freedom and happiness before versus how you would define them now?
It's a great question. You know, as a kid, I grew up thinking, you know, if I had this great corporate job, if I became this athlete, if I built my body a certain way, then I would be happy. Then I would make it and I would just scroll through life. I'd buy my house and go on these vacations and everything would be just perfect. And so I did that. I went to college. I got my business degree. I played high school and college sports, graduated. Then I moved out west to thinking that if I worked for certain companies, so like such as Xerox, Enterprise Rent-A-Car, Walt Disney World, you know, which I did, thinking that, oh, these are the things that are going to fulfill me. And I got into those companies and I realized that even though they were great companies and they have a lot to offer and I learned from them, that wasn't the path that I was destined to be on. There was an unfulfillment. I was unfulfilled within that because it wasn't my soul's journey. That wasn't what my soul was destined to do. And it was telling me by saying, why do you think you feel so drained? Why do you think that there's something missing? You're not alive. Your fire is not lit right now. when you were in those. So I had to really pay attention and listen to that and go, okay, what are you supposed to be doing? And what I was supposed to be doing was actually underneath my nose all the time. It was coaching. It was working with people that, you know, teaching them about health and wellness at first. That was the first part of my career, was being in the fitness industry. And then eventually I became a presenter and traveled around the world and certified thousands of instructors. And then eventually that became more of coaching in all areas of life. And then mindfulness, as it switched to meditation and breath work and journey work. And so it's had this, in a way, this evolvement of going from exterior help, performing, you know, losing weight, performance as triathlons, and to going in, performing deeper and deeper and deeper into ourselves, because we got to excavate what was on the surface, and we got to go and find out what the true why was, what the true purpose was. So that was kind of the idea of going deeper into happiness and fulfillment. It wasn't just about my story was thinking that, yeah, I had to be this, but it was undoing the programming that was put there from people that I looked up to, saying, if you just got this job in this company with great benefits, you're going to be happy. Thanks, Mom. I get it. That was you doing what you knew, and thank you for that. And I did that. No fault to hers. I don't blame her. I was on the path I needed to be. She just wanted me to be her version of success, her version of happiness, not my version. When I discovered that, I was like, oh, I get to follow my joy. I get to follow my path. And when I started doing this, it was really funny. She, you know, when I was working with clients and in the fitness industry and doing all this stuff, she really didn't get it for years. She was like, don't you think, you know, what if you just applied and did this up? And both my parents. And it wasn't until I started traveling around the world and working with celebrities, like actually working with celebrities, that she was like, oh, okay, you're good now. Right? It had to have that her validation. Fantastic, you know? It didn't make me better because I did that. It wasn't changing anything. It just was like, okay, now she gets it, right? But it took her time on her journey to do that. So, yeah, it was very funny.
That's so funny. That's funny. I have a similar story when and here's the thing too. It's funny because it's like same very similar to you. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, how my parents were very much like, you know, go into corporate, get a job, go work and whatever. Mm-hmm. And I worked for some really cool places. And I have to say, like, all of the jobs that I had in the past were so helpful in, you know, bringing me into where I am today. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's so much that you learn. Like, I'm sure you working at Disney probably taught you so many things about, you know, leadership, either A, the type of leader you wanted to be, or the type of leader you don't want to be. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And I had a lot of that also in my corporate career. And when I left and sort of bounced into entrepreneurship and, you know, have had my own business for a couple of years now, it was the same thing. At first, it was very much like, maybe you should just get a job on the side just in case. And I'm like, no, I'm really believing in myself. Like, this is the right thing. Like, I know this is going to be okay. Anyways, it's just funny how, but also to your point, what you were saying before earlier, everything that they kind of believe and say and pass down onto you is for them wanting you to have a beautiful life as well. Right. But it is very much like they are doing the best they can with what they have. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's what they knew to be success. Right. And so it's funny now we're starting to see this whole conversation shift and like undoing what success means. And it's just so fascinating to watch.
Right. Right. And that's the whole thing, is it's your definition of success. It's what does that mean to you? What really lights you up? You know, and how can you take your gifts? How can you use your passions and be in service to something greater than you? Because I think as humans, that's all we really want. If you get to the root of it, get to the depth of it, we want to be in service. That's what truly fulfills us, I believe. So it's just a matter of looking at that and kind of going, wow, okay, I have these gifts, this is my passion. In other words, what, you know, old magazine stores, what do you pick up? At the magazine, the first two magazines you're gravitated towards, or what can you present for 20 minutes? You know, if somebody said, present this now, right? You're able to do that. then how can you make the shift in the world? How can you change the world? So that's that. So
I love that. So I would love to, with this idea in mind, bounce into the breathwork side and the meditation side of all of this. Because I think there's so much power in harnessing like your breath, but also harnessing meditation as a whole. So, I mean, give us your perspective on like maybe some of like the benefits of both and like ultimately how you found it's like transformed your life.
Well, you know, I as you know, the research out with meditation right now is just it's off the charts and what it does for us. So, you know, basically, you know, we're lowering our cortisol levels, which is the stress hormone. We're stabilizing our nervous systems. We're able to kind of go beneath the layers of ourself and find that quiet, calm void, that place of just ourselves. We get a chance to connect to ourselves. And I think the whole point of it for a lot of people is being able to quiet the noise that happens. And this is where I think a lot of people get distracted in just meditation. Is they think that if they go into meditation and there's all these thoughts that come in, which there are because we have 70,000 thoughts a day, that they're doing it wrong. And the fact is they're not. When you notice a thought, it actually is you strengthening that inner muscle of yours to become more focused and more clear in who you are, right? So you want to be able to observe and notice what is coming through. But being able to distance yourself, not go, that's a thought, that's not necessarily mine. I'm going to look at that and say, oh, that's just that. And every time we go back to that mat or that cushion or that place where you meditate, that's you getting a little bit stronger. The discipline to show up for yourself every day is what creates that internal freedom. And yes, you will show up and get frustrated. And yes, you will show up and sometimes be angry and not want to be there. But just like anything, you know, you go to the gym to get fit, right? What does that take? It takes your consistency to go there because you're not going to go once a month and all of a sudden go, oh, I lost 10 pounds and now, or I can go run a marathon now. It's showing up every day for that mental, that emotional fitness that we get to work on. Right. And it's the same. I believe it's all areas of your life. It's personal relationships, it's physical, it's financial, it's spiritual, and it's professional. And if we can look at all five areas of our life, then we're going to be well on our way to something a lot better. Now, the other thing about breath work. So breath work, one thing I used to teach meditation in a studio in Santa Monica here in California. And then I took breath work for the first time. And I got off the mat and I was like, oh my God, I got to teach this. And the reason I said that is because I was just so light and connected to myself. There were physical things that that happened in my body that were just like, yeah, they were uncomfortable for a moment, but they released something. They stabilized again my nervous system. They, if you want to look at the science of it, what actually happens, you go from the survival state of the left brain. And if we had a CT scan above your head, you'd see the gray matter actually move to the right brain. And that's where we want to that's where we want to be most of the time in order to really evolve, is in that right brain where we're coming from our best self. We'll call that the sage of our self, as opposed to the judgment of our left brain, right? So breath work has been this transformational experience for so many of my clients. And, you know, because they might have kind of almost like a psychedelic experience, some of them have. Some of them have a very physical experience. I was telling you about yesterday, one girl was like, I had all this stuff happening in my body and I feel like I was getting released. I don't know what it was, but I feel so much lighter and freer and more connected to myself right now. A lot of emotions come up and surface. So a lot of people go into a great cry or feel the feels of what's happening in their bodies. Some people will go to past experiences that they've had that they're able to see very clearly. Some people get very creative where they're able to kind of find a next point that they're running towards, a next mountain that they get to climb up. So, I mean, the stories are thousands and thousands that go on and on and on from the benefits. But the whole point is being able to commit to the breath and surrender to what is the gifts whatever the gifts are that are going to come your way. And when we can do that, wow, it can be really, really powerful. So
That's really great. And I've done breath work a couple of times, and I think maybe I was doing the wrong kind, because I actually found it like painful.
Okay. Tell me more.
I don't know. I think it was more of like a Kundalini style breath work. And I think that's why I don't know why it was just difficult for me. It was more that it was difficult for me to like sit there.
Maybe.
Could have been the thing.
I teach a holotropic version, which is kind of like two breaths in, one breath out, like a and that right there, doing that for continuous 20, 25, 30, 35 minutes, depending on the length of the class, is where really get to go beneath the layers, right? Because at first, anytime we start something, you know, for the first few minutes, you're going to find resistance comes up. But after that, when you start to kind of let go and the body's chemistry starts to change a little bit, that's when you go, okay, let's get curious. You know, meditation and breath work is about connecting to the senses, the hearing, the feeling, the smelling, the visualizing, you know, all of that comes into play. And if we can kind of understand that's what brings us to the present moment, that's when we can find these beautiful things that might, that will eventually start to shift us from the inside out. Because I do believe we all hold this deep well of wisdom from everything that we've been through. And you talk about your gifts and why you're here. These are just two of the things that can really help you figure that out. So
That's really interesting. And so if someone wanted to like learn how to even begin doing breath work, like what would they do? Where would they go? Well, I think that's my biggest thing too, is it kind of feels like a area that is so not well known yet for, I think, a lot of people. I don't know, I might just be referencing my own self, but like I find it's actually kind of hard to like find resources. Like, for example, like you can open YouTube and you can play any kind of meditation under the sun, and you know, there are breathwork things on there too, but I feel like there isn't as much education around it. Like, how do you even know what to pick?
Right.
You know?
Right. Well, it's got a call to you, right? First and foremost. So it's kind of like anything, any teacher, do they speak to your soul? You know, do they, you know, you can take it, you know, some people just like the basics, a basic meditation class. Some people like the basic, you know, breathing, Kundalini, whatever the case may be. The fact is there's like 15 to 20 different breath work types of modalities you can take. Find that person that speaks to you. If that person's too woo woo and out there, then maybe that's not the person for you. But if you're finding someone that might speak your language a little bit more and you can relate to their story, then that could be something for you. But I would just start Googling and start searching around YouTube. I have a free breathwork session on my website. If anybody wants that, they can go to it find that out and download that,
we'll
or
that
get
in
it
the show
emailed
notes.
To them. And it's a short one. It's very basic, but it's just a way of getting guided through a typical breathwork session. You know, and then there's more. There's classes you can take online. Nothing's out of your Zoom camera these days. You can get anything via Zoom. So, yeah. So just simply just find what speaks to you. Find what your soul. Oh yeah, I really like that person. You know, that's what's going to make it. So.
I love that. I think that actually makes a really big difference, because I feel like, you know, when you're doing anything like Reiki, you know, meditation, breath work, any kind of healing, any type of modality, you really need to make sure that the energy that you're in is one that you want to be in.
Totally.
Like, you know, the other person's energy is really important, I find. Like,
yes.
You know, I've had teachers in different areas where I'm like, oh, not today.
Nope.
Or other ones where it's like, okay, this is a safe space. This is good.
Totally. And the thing is, and a lot of people haven't done this, but exactly what you just said, you're opening yourself up. You know, you're literally Reiki, meditation, breath work, ancestral healing, whatever modality in the mindfulness you're going into, you're exposing yourself, like probably to in a way that you've never exposed yourself before. Right? There's a real vulnerability there. And for you to really benefit from it, you need to be able to trust that person delivering it to you. It's an energetic thing. And so if you don't feel 100% safe with this person or trust this person that's guiding you through this exploration to yourself, then, you know, trust that instinct. Trust that thing that you already have inside you and say, no, this person doesn't speak to me. You know, I'm going to go off in this direction and find somebody else. We got 7 billion people here on this earth. So I'm sure you're going to find a healer or a coach or a teacher that will eventually resonate with you in some way. You just got to be patient with it. So
100%. That's so true. It's so true. Oh, I love that. Honestly, Chris, I could talk to you forever. Like we could chat forever.
And I got time.
I've loved this conversation so much.
I know. No, I'm kidding. It's your time.
I'm trying to keep it around 30 minutes, though.
Good. No, I respect that. I'm just joking with you. So,
well, I'll have to just have you back then. I love having my guests back on the podcast.
I'm all for it.
You know, there's so many other things that we can talk about. Mm-hmm. But I would love to know, this is my last question, one that I ask all my guests when they come on the podcast. I've been asking it for 3 years, and I think maybe only twice have I ever received the same answer. Mm. So I want to ask you, how can someone create a little more happiness in their day, every day, starting today?
Good question. You know, I really think it's getting into action. Right. And, you know, we all have these ideas of what we want in our life, but we can resonate. We can look at those. We can dwell on those. We can think about them. But unless we're getting into action, then we're not necessarily going to be stepping into that truth, into that mm-hmm. modality that we want. You know, we all heard of The Secret and the Law of Attraction. And there was something missing from that. And this is what John Astroff put into play. He called it the Law of Goya, right? And essentially, it's the Law of Goya represents get off your ass, right? So if you want something and you know you deserve it, by the way, and that's what it's all about, make that phone call. Sign up for that course. You know, go... have coffee with that friend, you know, call the people that fill you up, you know, do get into action. And that's what's going to resonate to the universe. And they're going to go, oh, I hear you. Now I hear you, because you are actually moving towards it. You're taking the initiative yourself. I'm going to respond because I see you putting the effort in. So get into effort, get into action.
Okay, I'm going to go on a side tangent off that.
Go for it.
So what I love that you said there, so much of it is just everything you're saying is resonating so much with me. But one thing that is key that's kind of standing out is in order to be able to even take that action, mm-hmm. like you have to have some underlying feeling of worthiness to have that specific thing that you're wanting to have, mm-hmm. right? Because if you didn't feel worthy of having that thing, then you wouldn't take the action mm-hmm. to go and do it, right? So I think it's a really interesting place of, like, taking that step, but also feeling worthy enough to do so.
You actually hit upon this at the beginning when we talked about your soul, right? Your soul was mm-hmm. born perfect. It was born from love. It was loved unconditionally, right? Go back to that place of loving yourself as though you love your kids, your loved ones, your sister, your brother, your aunts, your uncles, your mother, your father. Bring that back to yourself and say, you don't have to do anything in order to be worthy. I spent years going, well, unless I do this, then I'm not. Let's move on. I got to do this. And it was proving over and over to myself by doing really hard things in life until I realized that I don't have to do those. I am already worthy. I was born worthy. My soul was here for a reason to do certain things. So believe that you already are, and then get into action and allow the actual physical manifestation to take place. But it's really tapping in with breath work, with meditation, with these things, and going, I'm worthy. I am already. I am worthy. I am love. I am grateful. Those are what is going to start to shift you little bits at a time until your whole life takes a complete change of trajectory from where you are right now. But it's all there for you. Mm-hmm. You just got to believe it, connect to it, love it.
Oh, you are just so great, Chris. Thank you so much for joining me on the show today. This was awesome.
Thank you so much for having me. You're a light. Truly, it was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. Before we wrap up, can you tell our listeners where they can find you?
Sure thing. My website is my name, Coach Chris, just crisplord.com. And my Instagram is at Coach Chris Plord. So those two areas are probably awesome. The best ways. So thank you so much.
Amazing. Okay. Thank you so much, Chris. And thank you so much, everyone, for listening to this episode on the Happiness Happens podcast. I'm just going to hit replay again on this one. You probably should too. You should also probably share it with someone that you know needs to hear this message. Wishing you a beautiful day ahead. And remember that happiness happens when you're least expecting it. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode. I learned so much, and I hope you did too. Be sure to tag me on social media so that I know that you're listening too. If you love what you heard, please leave a rating and review. It would mean the absolute world to me. See you on the next one, and until then, remember that happiness happens when you're least expecting it.